If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Dogs inside stores, yes or no? You can text us this morning at 92925. There's a shopping mall in Victoria that has had to change its policy regarding pets, and a lot of people are upset about it. Okay, so there is a shopping mall in Victoria, and they had, well, they do still have a canine-friendly policy, but they've had to axe that after receiving way too many complaints. So they said as of March 1st, they'll no longer welcome dogs to come inside with their owners. And of course, service dogs are obviously an exception. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who frequent that mall with their pets, especially in the summertime, they said, you know, it was an opportunity for me to not have to leave my pet in the car. They're upset. Mm-hmm. They're saying they're less likely to go to this mall. And I was trying to think about whether I'd ever seen a mall that allowed pets in. And there is Pointe Claire Plaza actually allows dogs. There's like a little mall there.
Yeah.
You're allowed to take your dog in there and walk around. But Andy, you've got a pup.
I do have a dog.
Do you wish you could take him to the mall?
I do not. No, I don't. I'm totally against having dogs in malls and
really?
Things. Like, and yeah, and I have a dog and I love taking her places and stuff like that. But the mall is not a place for a dog.
What's your biggest concern?
The sanitary thing is one thing. I've seen other dogs that can't really control themselves when they get into foreign places, so they don't really know how to control their bladder. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see other dogs getting into fights or just sniffing each other where other dogs sniff each other inside, you know, stores.
Okay. I'm going to say...
Okay. It's just a weird
that's what dogs do. I'm going to say that I would think that most pet owners will disagree with you.
They probably will.
On that one. You can text us this morning at 92925. I don't have a dog yet. I will have a dog
one day.
I will absolutely have a dog one day. And I could see wanting to take him into the mall. Here's the thing. Certain people have different allowances when it comes to their pets.
Totally.
Just for example, I think of a family member of mine who lets their cat on the counter. That is monstrous to
gross.
Me. It's monstrous. But they do it and they think nothing of it and they're healthy and fine and good and whatever. Ooh. So I think that's the tough part about bringing dogs and pets into these sort of like public environments is that what one person thinks is a completely normal thing for a dog to do, someone else says, I would never let my dog do that.
Yeah. Malls are tricky because you've got like the common area where, you know, I don't think dogs may not bother people as much, but then you have individual stores, and let's say there are certain stores that are not pet friendly because there might be delicate things around the shelves.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want a situation where you have a dogs allowed in a mall, but certain shops are putting up signs, you know, dogs allowed, dogs
with
not
this
allowed.
Mall, there were rules though.
Okay.
Dogs were not allowed in the food court.
Okay.
They weren't allowed in certain stores, so you were allowed to have that rule if you wanted.
Okay.
Not allowed on mall furniture. And people were also asked to clean up after their pets and try to keep them from being too noisy.
At the very least, yeah.
Oh, someone said Rockland allows pets. Rockland Center? Really?
Oh.
I was literally there last night, and that is the nicest mall.
It's very popular.
For some reason, every time I'm in that mall, I feel like I'm in a friend's mansion or something. It's beautiful. It's very, very fancy. Apparently, they allow pets too. Okay, so let's take a quick poll. Andy's saying hard no.
No, hard no. No, thank you.
Andy hates dogs.
including my own.
Sam?
Let dogs be dogs.
You're saying let
them in? Absolutely.
I think there could be a way that it could work too. I know, like I said, I don't want your dog like humping me. I don't want your dog licking me. Well, they had to be on a leash though. That was the rule in the mall.
It wasn't
it wasn't just a free for all dogs running around
have
everywhere.
Have you seen my dog?
Kelly, do you have a dog?
I do.
Okay. And would you like to be able to bring your dog into the mall?
Not at all.
Oh.
No.
Because you can at Rockland Center apparently.
How? No, he's a big dog and, I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily the place for them when people are shopping. What about people with allergies? And
So you do it more to consider other people. It's not so much because it's an inconvenience for you. You're thinking for other people's well-being.
Exactly.
So what about, you're obviously a dog lover if you have a dog. So what about other people's dogs in the mall? Is that going to annoy you?
I personally, no, it doesn't bother me, but I wouldn't want to bring mine just because you never know how they're going to react together or if someone, like, it can become very dirty too.
True, depending on how you care for your dog, absolutely.
Exactly.
I mean, nobody wants to bring in like a pooper scooper into the mall with them because they have a dog. I mean, you're there for shopping.
Exactly. People have a hard enough time when they're walking their dogs outside picking up after them.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. Thank you so much, Kelly, for speaking with us. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Megan, should dogs be allowed in stores and shopping malls?
I think they should. They're good to relax and calm people down. So I say let them in.
That's true. There's a lot of research showing that it's really good for our mental health to have pets around.
Except for people that might be scared of dogs, and then it's not going to be so good for them.
Yeah, panic attack. Or maybe be like exposure therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Have the panic attack once or twice, and then you get over it.
Yeah, you're fine.
Megan, what did you text us?
I said that dogs are probably more well-behaved than some children.
Oh, so you want to ban the children from malls?
And all the screaming children.
Oh, Megan.
You can't keep the kids on a leash.
Good. All right. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Megan, and thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Have a good day. You too. Bye. Actually, you can put kids on a leash. I was on a leash. I ran away in a mall one time, and my mom put me on a leash from that day forward.
Oh, you did it to yourself. This text at 92925 says, I have a dog, and I think it's a horrible idea to let people bring their dogs to malls. There are already too many people in the mall, and now they want to add more to that with dogs barking, fighting, relieving themselves. No thanks.
Okay. This person disagrees. They say it's a great idea. It's a great idea. It will help socialize your dog and get them used to seeing many different environments.
All right. It's looking on our text line like about 80% of people are saying no dogs.
Yeah,
I was surprised. I thought for sure dog owners would be all over that. Mm-hmm. 20% saying yes, keep the kids at home and bring the dogs in the mall.
Dog owners are out walking them right now. This is the deciding text right here. It says, I saw a Great Dane in an IKEA once and it decided to go number two and not just a little one either.
A Great Dane.
Yeah.
Once you see that, there's no one seeing it.
All over the Kluberdorf.
Okay, let's end with that.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, be honest, do you always make sure that your vehicle is completely clear of ice and or snow before you start driving?
Yes.
Andy?
Now I do.
Now you do.
Now I do.
So this is a story from Karen Cliff. She lives in Kirkland, and she's now recovering from an incident that she fears really could have cost her life, and I think she's right. She was driving on the 40 near St. Anne de Bellevue. This happened on Friday. Ice flew off of a tractor trailer ahead of her and smashed through her windshield.
Aye, aye, aye.
She suffered a bunch of cuts on her face, a mild concussion, and now she's kind of on a mission to talk about it and to warn other people the dangers of driving with an ice-covered car or truck. She said, you know, you can't see the snow and ice on a tractor trailer, and there should be mandatory checks before trucks leave their lot. Wow.
I totally agree. Until you see a disaster happen, you don't think it's a big deal. But when ice falls off of a tractor trailer, it is. It could
scary.
Be fatal. And
heavy.
I'm always so paranoid whenever I take my car and there's snow. I don't know like if there's a maximum amount that you can have on there, but I'm scraping the top of my car as much as I can because I'm so paranoid.
That's it. And of course, it's extra dangerous on these big, huge trucks and vehicles,
well,
but it's dangerous with normal, everyday cars, too.
Of course it is. Yeah, a little bit of ice can cause a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm. Did you do something that stopped you from doing this? Because Sam won't admit it, but I'm pretty sure we've all done it at one point.
Yeah, for sure.
I used to have an outdoor parking spot, and I used to work on a morning show years ago, and in the winter, the last thing I wanted to do was clean my car. So I would just put the window down and drive with my head out the window.
Oh, yeah.
Like Ace Ventura?
Yeah, until basically the car warmed up and the defroster melted all this. I know it's
terrible.
How
do you sleep at night?
I saw one of you last week on Marcel Lorraine, actually, and I was like...
One of me.
Yeah, I did, because I was like, literally the entire back window was covered.
I know.
Yeah, you can't see.
I don't know how you left your home, and where do you live? How far have you been driving like this?
Yeah.
I can't be too hard on you, though, because I did it. I stopped doing it when I got pulled over by the cops.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was also doing a morning show years and years ago, and it's early. You know, you're leaving your house at 4:30.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I parked outside, too, and I'd clear the little spot that I need. I'd be like, okay, I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes work to scrape too, you know, depending on what kind of snow it is. And I got pulled over by a police officer. He's like, girl, like, what are you doing? You can't drive like this.
So how much was the ticket for? What do you get fined for?
I didn't get I cried and the tears were real. I didn't cry to get out. I didn't cry to get out of a ticket.
Oh, no.
I cried because I was so overwhelmed. It was 4:30. I think I was having a bad day already. I think I was moving. There was a lot going on in my life emotionally. And this poor police officer, not only did he not give me a ticket, he's like, where's your scraper? Where's your brush? He took it and he cleared off my car
Come
for
on.
Me.
What a gentleman.
He did. Well, he just felt bad for this mess of a 21-year-old girl who was just like, I don't have it in me to get my life together.
This wasn't in Montreal, was it?
No, it didn't happen in Montreal, actually. It didn't. People are texting, though, that it's law for tractor trailers. Somebody else said that's like part of what their husband's job is, actually, is to make sure that these vehicles are clear before they leave the lot. So I don't know what is going to happen with Karen Cliff. She's the driver in this incident. She said she filed a police report and that police haven't contacted her since about the incident.
Oof. Wow. That's scary. That's really, really scary.
Listen to this. It says the ice happened to my son. He bought a new truck and he was bringing it up to get his inspection on that day. And he was buying, there was ice from the top and it smashed his front window. The sucky thing is, even when it happens, you're still responsible for your window. So I agree, trucks need to clear their tops. Oh, so he had just bought the truck and it had all the ice. But luckily, nobody was hurt.
Oh, yeah, he took it off the lot?
And it had ice all over it.
You don't want to learn the hard way.
This text said, police in Mercier are given tickets for not clearing cars full of snow. That's it. Like, the law is you have to be able to see out of all your windows. They have to be clear. And then I've heard of people who have a lot of ice on the top getting tickets for having an unsecured load because it's that heavy.
It's considered a load. Wow.
Exactly.
Well, it's tough for some people to actually reach on there. We got a text. Someone actually has to climb on top of their SUV to scrape to scrape the ice on top.
Okay, that is not the vehicle for me. Are you kidding me? I have to climb on top of it and get a ladder out. No way.
Hey, ladies.
First dates. First impressions.
Did it work or was it a disaster?
He turned out to be a real jerk.
Nikki, Sam, and Andy decide if you should
date him or dump him.
All right, I don't know if it's just the time of year or if this has become very popular. Well, it has become popular, but we've received an influx in texts and emails for date him or dump him. Everybody's having issues and sending us texts. And you can do that anytime at 92925 or email us on our website at thebeat925.ca. This is an email from Amy in NDG who wanted a little help. She said, "Hey, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 6 months now. We're both 34 years old, so we've definitely been having conversations about our future, marriage, and kids, which is great. But there's one thing that really bothers me, and my sister seems to think it's a big red flag. He has a couple of really close girlfriends. They've been friends since high school, which I'm fine with. But a few times when he's made plans with one of them, he said that she asked that I don't come so that they could just hang out one-on-one. She specifically asked for him not to bring me along. I don't think anything's actually going on between them, but it's pretty hurtful. Why would they need to spend time alone without me? What do you guys think? Amy and NDG."
Okay, let me ask you something. Who asks their friend to leave their girlfriend at home?
I've never done it specifically. I mean, asked a friend to leave their... I've never asked... No.
Right?
I've never done it.
Okay. I mean, if someone was to ask me to leave my girlfriend at home and I was going out to see another girl, I would think for sure she has other interests. For sure she wants me. There's something going on. Even as the person who knows this friend.
I don't think so. I don't... Andy, what do you think?
If Amy is sure that nothing is going on, and it sounds like she is, then what's the difference when a buddy asks you not to bring your girlfriend or your wife out because he's just going to be hanging out with the guys?
Right.
If she's so convinced that nothing's going on, and I don't think anything is going on either, then there is no difference, and she just needs to accept it and move on. He has friends that are from a past life. He's going to hang out with them.
So you say date him or dump him?
Date him.
Date him.
What kind of message is that sending, though? I'd say dump the friend and then dump him.
Okay, I've actually gone through this with a friend of mine before.
Okay.
Okay, I wasn't the friend asking anyone to leave anyone at home, but I've definitely been there when I've been wishing a friend would leave their significant other at home, I'll be honest.
Right.
But they were dating, it was a new relationship. They're married now, but she called me and said a friend of his from college, it was a female, wanted to hang out with him and she didn't want me to come. And she was so upset and had such an issue with it. And I said, look, it's really hard when your friends get into relationships that your friendships change. And that's inevitable to a certain point that's going to happen. But like I did say, like if it were the guy friends and they were going out for a guy night, you'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
It really changes the dynamic of things, you know? So maybe she's going through something. Maybe she just needs that same old Mike that she remembers from college. And she knew for sure nothing was going on too. So I understand that we don't live in a world where everybody seems so comfortable having these conversations. But I think if people were being more honest, these conversations would be happening a lot more often.
Maybe. It sounds like she's hiding something. I just don't think it's fair to Amy, who would be sitting at home, you know, thinking about her boyfriend who's out with this girl who specifically asked her not to be there. I think it's uncomfortable for her. And it's not fair.
I've had friends break up with their, and I'm obviously feel bad that they're going through a breakup or whatever, but there's this like little selfish part of me that's like, finally we can hang out. Not that I had anything against their significant other. I had nothing against them. I like them, but you just want to go back to those good times just once in a while. Not all the time.
Homewrecker.
What do you think?
It's really split, actually. Mm. This text says, nope, she needs to take a stand with her boyfriend. It's fine to have alone time, guy or girl, but if that friend is a girl, then they should all at times hang out together.
This this text says it. I didn't say this earlier, but it's totally how I feel. It says, date him. Some people act the same when they're with their significant others, and some people don't. So maybe the friend just wants her old bud. It's true.
Yeah.
It can be. You want to see your friends happy. You want to see them in relationships that make them happy, but it can be a bit of a grieving process sometimes when suddenly the time that you're spending together is nothing like it was before.
And we're so quick to assume the worst, aren't we? When it's somebody of the opposite sex or something like that, we're so quick to assume, oh, he's cheating on me. Something weird is happening or something.
Absolutely. Alana, what do you think?
I think if it happened once in a blue moon, I'd suck it up. But if this became a reoccurring thing, I would not accept it at all.
Okay. I can see that if it was like once a week or something, that could be an issue.
That's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it would have to be like once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay, fine. But if it becomes a regular thing, no, that's not okay. You know
that feeling of the dynamic changing when your friend, even if you're in a relationship, when your friend gets in a relationship, right?
Yes.
It changes things. And sometimes you're like, I like you. I just don't really want you around right now.
Yeah, it can be difficult sometimes to manage friendship and relationship, you know?
Okay, so Alana, you're saying so far it looks like it's only happened a couple of times. So your vote is for date him.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one. Bye. Amanda, do you think Amy should date him or dump him?
I'm sorry, I say dump him.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like that, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I have a boyfriend, and I'm like, he's got friends that are girls as well, but he would never go and hang out with them unless I was there.
Yeah, I can.
It's just a form of respect, I guess you could say.
I can understand with most friendships, but would you be okay with your boyfriend saying he needs to go hang out with guys alone without you?
Oh, of course. Go
see?
Right ahead.
Oh,
so that's
a
double standard. Yeah.
Because when he goes out with his boys, I go out with my girls, and it's 50-50, you know, we're both happy.
Well, then when
so you're
he
just
goes,
jealous.
Oh. No, she didn't say she was jealous. When he goes out with his girlfriend, you could always just go out with a guy friend. Then it would all end, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like us. All right, cool. Thanks, Amanda. Hope you have a good day.
You too.
This text says, Nikki, just stop. And it's in caps. Stop pretending this is okay.
People are actually angry on our text line at 9225.
I had that conversation with, I mentioned a few minutes ago, I had this conversation with a friend.
Yeah.
She was going through something very similar years ago, and she actually gets it now. She's been married for a while. Yeah, and she gets it because she's seen it with other friends too. She said, I understand how sometimes people just want to sort of hang on to the relationship they have with somebody, and that when you're in a relationship, it's okay to give your partner the space to do that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
It's okay to be uncomfortable. I like what this person has to say. They gave them a conditional dump. They said, just because nothing is going to happen doesn't mean something will happen. Date him, keep a close eye on him, and when he cheats, then you dump him.
When he cheats.
Okay, dump him now if you're sure he's going to cheat.
Yeah, the benefit of the doubt, I suppose.
All right, so what is the result on our text line at 92925 trying to help Amy out here?
It's really close, Nikki. It's like 51-49 to dump.
To dump.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But it's really, it's really split.
That's half and half. Okay, Kim Kieran, you get to call it right now.
Ooh.
Date him or dump him?
I say date him.
There's the answer. All right, thank you so much for all your texts at 92925. Hopefully that helps Amy out a little bit.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.